The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to 20-ish.
Do it. More, 20.
You're listening to DJ 21, and in this podcast, I talk about the unspoken transition into adulthood. Does anyone else feel confused? Because I personally feel like I'm always confused. Like, there's a lot of things that people don't teach you when you're like starting and becoming an adult. Like, all I was worried about back in like middle school and grade school was just like, you know, if I'm able to watch cartoons after school, or like, you know, like, worried about my cursive homework, if I should do my cursive homework, you know? Like, those were the issues I was worrying about when I was, like, 10. And then, all of a sudden, I don't know what, like, if there was, like, supposed to be, like, some, like, lesson I was supposed to learn when you turn, like, 18, perchance, or something, or even 20. I feel like 20 is the year that you start feeling that, like, it's getting real. Like, you're gonna like there's so much stuff that I should have been doing, that I should have been preparing for. Like, maybe I should have bought a house when I was like 7, because everything's so expensive now. I feel like it's okay to not know, you know, not to really know what you're supposed to be doing or where you're meant to be in like the whole circle of life type of thing. And I don't know, I personally feel scared. And like, it's scary out there, like being 20, like you're on your own, no one, like you can't, it's kind of like you don't have anyone to rely on really, because everyone just expects you to know, you know. It's kind of overwhelming personally, I think, being 20. I don't know, makes me wish that I could go back to those days of worrying about cartoons after school, you know. I felt like life was so simple back then, and like the only thing I was worried about was like, oh my god, I wonder if so-and-so knows that I have a crush on them, or like, will I be able to have this play date on Friday with Sarah, like, you know, like just simple things like that that I reminisce about. Because now I'm like worrying, oh, all this and that, my future, my like money and everything, my savings, blah blah blah, whatever. Like, it's such big world responsibilities that suddenly changed in the span of like a couple weeks even. Like, I always wondered when I stopped picturing the world as like sunshine and rainbows, you know? Because growing up, I felt like everything was like perfect. Everything was so much, much more vibrant, more exciting, but which makes sense because I am a child and experiencing all these things for the very first time. Of course, I'm going to be excited about everything. But with that excitement also comes like, what's the word? Like, like a sort of naiveness, naive. I don't know. Like, I was sort of oblivious to what was happening around me. Like, I never noticed, like, certain relationships in my family weren't the best, you know? Like it wasn't all of a sudden that everything came crashing down. It was, like, it was a build-up of that. You feel me? And now I'm, like, seeing all the negativity that runs around the earth, you know? But if anything, noticing all those things has helped me become more enthusiastic, or what's it called, optimistic, when like the good things do happen. Like, it makes me like feel euphoric in a way, and like more, even more excited, because now I have a full like understanding of what it means to be happy, I guess, in a sense. And you know, yeah, it's weird being 20 or 21 actually, because that's how old I am. Well, when I was 20, it was weird. My brother is actually like 10, and he talks about being big and stuff, and I look at him, I'm like, you don't know half of what being a grown-up is like. It's honestly terrifying, and if he knew how terrifying it was, I don't think he'd be that excited about it. Like, it's not everything that it's made up to be. Like, I felt like it was overhyped. Is that the right word? Overhyped when we were younger. Because, I mean, arguably, because a lot of what adults say to children is, oh, you're too young. Oh, you're too young to understand. Which is true. And I think that, like, kids want to be included in, like, those, like, type of conversations where it's like, where you're too young, you're not an adult. Yeah, this is an adult. This is for adults only. They want to be included in that, which is, like, you know, understandable. And that's why I feel like maybe kids rush to be grown up, you know. Something else that they don't mention while becoming an adult is that your parents also get old too. They're getting older too, and then, like, this is also their first time being whatever age it is. Like, I feel like when I was younger, I felt like my parents knew everything, like everything in the world. Like, they knew if I asked a question, oh, they know for sure. But growing up, I, like, noticed that, like, they don't know either. They have no clue what's going on, because if they know, I would know. If I don't know, they don't know, you know. Because I don't know, because now, like, hearing, like I think someone said, like, on TikTok or something, that, like, this is your parents' first life, you know, and that makes so much sense. Like, I feel like me personally, I put too much pressure on them for not knowing, you know. But yeah, this is, we're going through their first life with them and together. They do know more per se. They're like, still, there's still stuff out there that they're not sure of either. And, you know, makes you think about a lot of things. I don't know. Personally, I'm an empath, so I can easily relate to someone. It's very easy for me to, like, relate to someone if they're feeling some sort of emotion. I know how it feels to be that person. I don't know where I learned how to do that. I think when I was younger, someone was like, put yourself in their shoes, and that was like, psh, I just do that every day now. Just do that. If I'm, like, having difficulties understanding, I'm like, all right, if I was this person with their circumstances, would I be? Why would I do that? Do this and that? Nah, makes sense. The biggest thing that comes with being 20. Oh, yeah. You hear a lot, like, of, what's it called? You're an adult now. Why don't you behave more mature? You're an adult now. Yeah, I'm an adult now, but I was, like, a kid, like, 2 seconds ago. Like an hour ago, I was a kid. Like, I don't know. I heard that, like, a lot growing up. Like, just, you're older now. You need to know. How am I supposed to know if no one ever told me? I feel like no one ever talks about it. Like as I said before, like, no one in, like, high school, all I was taught was, like, physics, like, statistics, some physics, geometry, like, what else, like, American world history. Like, no one ever taught me how to file for taxes or how to set up my credit score. No, there are no classes. Maybe in my school there were no classes for that, but I feel like that's something, it's a life, like, I'm gonna be using that for the rest of my life. I'm not gonna be, like, figuring out, like, this the circumference of a circle in my everyday life, unless I'm, like, an architecture, I'm an architect, but I'm not. Not everyone's gonna be an architect, you know? Like, there's just, like, I mean, I'm just complaining about school. Personally, school was not my thing, but it, like, you know, it makes sense to teach kids what they're gonna be needing in their adult life, because if people just, like, throw them out on the street with nothing, with no, like, information whatsoever, like, they're gonna stay on the street. Like, I don't know. We can't just let the future generation fend for themselves. Do you feel me? I don't know. Being 20 years old, going into your 20s, is an overwhelming emotional, physical, takes an emotional, physical toll on you. And, you know, and it's okay to let people know that you're struggling, like that you don't know what to do. Because arguably there are going to be like tens and thousands of other 20-year-olds who don't know what to do. And this is what that podcast is for. It's for those guys. Those guys who don't know, those people who don't know what to do, who feel like a kid adult, I don't know, who feel like a kid sometimes, stuck in, like, you know, a busy world full of adults telling you that you should have known you should have known what you've been doing from the start. But it's okay if you don't, and we'll be going through that together. So I hope you guys come back next time for my next podcast, and I'll catch y'all later. And yeah, this has been DJ21 signing off.